Hello, I'm Warlord Altarian. Welcome to NPC. This is...
I'm Squire Sven. What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking Landshark. It's not bad. It's a premium lager quality. Island-style lager.
I gotcha. Okay. I'm trying the Platform Strawberry Cheesecake Porter.
I should have got that. Mine kind of tastes like piss when you first started drinking it.
Most porters kind of taste a little funky to me and taste a bit like an ashtray. But this one isn't too bad. It's actually really good. I enjoy it.
You know my favorite beer types are porters and stouts.
Very true.
So you're talking mad stuff.
You and your milk ashtrays and... Oh, what was that? That was Dragon's Blood you brought that one time that you loved, wasn't it?
Dragon's Milk?
Yeah, Dragon's Milk.
It's like 14% or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember. So. It's up there.
That was actually pretty decent.
It's not a beer that I can start drinking because it's way up there in alcohol content.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a beer that I really like because it's kind of smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that initial burn, but like I said, if you have a couple of beers before that, you don't really have that.
Right. I apologize. This is our second episode. We don't know. We're still figuring out
the second numbering. Or third, depending on.
We're trying to figure out the numbering system. I don't know. Some of us can't spell, and some of us can't count either. So maybe they shouldn't.
No, learning's hard.
Maybe they shouldn't be the one doing a lot of this.
Good thing we're not an educational podcast.
Oh my gosh. Oof. Yeah. Woof.
Not learning nothing.
But yeah, so I think this is third episode or one
technical
second?
Third.
Yeah, technically the third. I know that much, but
depending on when this is released, it might be the second.
And we thank you for listening for this one because, you know, we're probably the least rated, least enjoyed podcast yet.
Garbage fire.
Are we the 2020 of podcasts?
Probably. Yes. This is what you guys get for listening to us.
Right. Whoa.
This is what happens when you have a whole year worth of shit. You get this crazy idea between two friends.
Of just trying to do something. Quit being around people. Right?
Yeah. It's also a long-running game to see who will break character first.
Exactly.
It's not even characters. We thought about doing like kind of like these personas, but it's like, that's too much work. I don't think we're going to do this. So it's just more of like a moniker for ourselves.
Yeah, just so that, you know, we have a little bit of ambiguity,
I guess. A little bit of privacy.
Is that the right word, ambiguity?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we do show up for like PAX, I don't think we're going to get that popular, but then everybody will know who we are. But
I really think we're going to PAX. You're just dropping all
PAX Sun.
Yeah, we'll be at the mall, PAX Sun, back.
Yeah, we'll do an event there.
We'll be doing it in the dressing room.
You gotta find the mall that's still around.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man. I mean, you've already name dropped two conventions, so why not?
Oh,
we're PAX looking for Sun. Sponsors. Sponsor PAX us Sun. At a convention. But yeah, no, we figured that this podcast, we would try to go over just the little things about us, this podcast is going to be trying to do. You know, we kind of touched on it, the first one, and
kind of the second one.
I think we steamrolled it, to be deadly honest.
That's how we are kind of are in real life. We go off tangents on a massive scale.
Right, and we've got another, this is the second week. You know, we focused, we're good, we got... you know, I got a rant over here that maybe will be for later.
It's a paper with words on it, and it's there. I see it.
Oh yeah, I did stuff this week.
They're real words.
I'm excited. They may not be spelled right, but they're there. But yeah, no. So podcasts, we're trying to just do a little bit about the video games, movies, kind of, you know. Well,
upcoming events, just
yeah,
and pop culture stuff too. Just wide variety of just things that we find amusing, and that we kind of shit on, and not just disrespectful way. Just something that kind of we find amusing.
Right, another perspective per se, because you know it's always nice to have a different perspective and different thought on things. We were kind of going over what games we play. Warlord Altarian here enjoys. The Dark Souls series. I know he's definitely chomping at the bit at Elden Ring right now, which I've seen a lot of.
I cannot wait for that.
I've seen a lot of stuff.
I don't even know how many days it is, and that kind of disappoints me. but I have the collector's edition coming. I didn't get the premium collector's edition because they were sold out, and then they come out and release it again. I'm like, I want to buy the premium one because I want that helmet.
You're gonna buy it twice.
No, I want to.
You're almost as bad as I am with Destiny.
I want to, because it comes with that the Valkyrie helmet. Nice. That's the only thing I think extra that comes with it. But it's like, I want that helmet, man.
That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts.
And speak a little bit on that topic. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing all these like PS5 releases, and the drops and everywhere. And
yeah,
I got this email from like the one drop place that I look. And granted, this is like a middle of lunch, like 11 o'clock for me. Mm-hmm. And I guess this drop was like early in the morning, like 8 o'clock. And so I keep looking at it. I go to Target. It's like, oh, yeah, they're all sold out. And so I'm just mad. And I have, like, a bunch of free time. I keep checking out the site. Keep checking out Target. And they have one. And I got in there. I got my PlayStation 5.
Wait a sec. You got a PlayStation 5.
I got a PlayStation 5.
This is the first I'm hearing about.
That's why I wanted to keep it on, like, on the podcast.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. I've been trying to help get him one, and we came really close, and then we're exiled because a certain
Karen,
a certain stop place. We won't say the name, but the stop place told us that there was only one per person, and we gave the money to another individual that was already in line. That had planned on being there, and they were getting one. And I was like, well, if they've got a second one, just let me know. Here, I'll give you the money. And I did. And they went, yeah, no, it's
one per.
And they're like, well, there's two people in line,
Yeah, I'm also
a mother
in line.
Daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter's buying the first one. The mother's going to buy the second one. And they went, nope. Same household, doesn't count.
I can understand that, but it's still kind of bullshit. Mainly because I could have got that PlayStation 5.
It was a complete dick move. But yeah. That's awesome.
I know. I was like, that made it, like, dude, I was just so excited. Because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get one for, like, base price. I was prepared to shell off that $1,000 for that. Just one,
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was skimming eBay for you. I was like, oh.
eBay's kind of sketch. I'm not going to lie. I was looking there, too. I was like, 700's not that bad, but I want to make sure that I get one.
Well, I mean, I couldn't. 700, I was like, ugh.
That's not great, but it's, like, less than, like, the guaranteed deals from, like, Sears or Walmart that have, like, those bundles. You buy the game and get a controller.
I was looking at Newegg for you also, because I may be also trying to look for a graphics card, or was, until, But anyway, beside the point, I was looking at Newegg, and Newegg's like, sweet, 4 controllers, 3 games, and a system, $1,000. No, I don't have 3 other friends. I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, yeah.
So
I don't even need, like, the other controller, because it's going to be me playing either Demon Souls or Elden Ring. Those are the only two games that I actively want to play right now.
Right, and that was the funniest part. Was like, it wasn't even decent games. It was like, NBA 2020.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened in 20. Like, why would you want that game? Is it just a load screen? Stuff's still loading?
And our game's canceled because everyone has COVID.
Right. But EA is good enough to, like, at least put some content and make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that's awesome. You got it.
I know. I was very happy. That's what I did yesterday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I played Destiny. I played a crud ton of Destiny. Like, hardcore. I ended up getting a legendary weapon. I finally finished off this whole, like, legendary quest, which I got a gun, which I think you would like. I know you're not a Destiny fan person. Item, whatever.
A person.
Yeah. You are a person, but you're not a Destiny person.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was actually a really awesome quest. It was for the Dead Man's Rifle, is what it's called. And it's this 12-shot rack action.
Oh, lever action.
It's a lever action, like, gun in the game.
That's pretty cool.
It's legendary. It's like really nice.
I could make up a cowboy build.
Exactly. You could do your cowboy.
Hell yeah.
He has an obsession with making cowboys, and I think this will be it.
I don't have an obsession with making cowboys. I am a cowboy.
All right.
Get your facts straight.
You are a cowboy.
Cowman.
Our house, you're right. You want it. But yeah, no. So, ended up doing that quest line. I had to... I finally went to LFG.com on Bungie's website, which I really don't do because getting random people to play with you is always a pain in the butt.
It's always like a crock shot too. It's like you don't know if they're gonna be good and like,
right.
Well, I'm down in the first 5 minutes of gameplay. Like, help me, yeah. Cool.
And I mean, this was one of those missions that you had to have three other. It had to be run with three people,
competent people,
right? And I only say that because some people have done it
single-handedly,
but they were also overpowered. I'm not overpowered. My light's pretty, like, meh at best.
Pay electric bill.
Yeah, pay my electric bill. I'm waiting for the non-light section of that game just so that I can be like, yep, that's me. No so good.
Is it called the dark?
The dark. Yes, actually, I think it is. It's the darkness.
Wow.
They're original, aren't they?
I know. It's got the light and the dark.
But
good and the evil.
So the quest line is you get a distress call for like this random ship in the middle of nowhere. No one knows anything about it, and they're like, "Oh, there's a guardian on there.
Checks
you,
out.
You need to go check on him. Go rescue it." So, of course, you go to the ship, and it's all full of fucking fungus and crazy shit. And there's like
every other ship that you find that's abandoned.
Yeah. So you had to like climb through all the fungus, and then there's a bunch of mazes, and then there's like some like crazy enemies in it.
Why is there a maze on a ship?
Because you're going through the vents.
Okay.
Why else would you?
How I gotcha.
Else would, how else do you enter ships in space? You go through the ventilation system. But, you know, you even go through the trash compactor. It's pretty funny.
I've seen a movie about that.
Yeah, I have too. I've seen it happen a couple times.
It's called Star Wars, in case people weren't getting that reference.
Star Wars? The War of Stars?
Yeah.
But yeah. But it was actually really good. We got to the final boss. I actually tried to run it by myself, got halfway through it, and just couldn't. I was like, fuck! So that's when I went for the looking for people, and I picked up two guys. Absolutely awesome. The one dude, Drew, I don't know where you're at. You are the OG. You carried me. I got through half of it, and we got to the end, and I think we wiped once, but the second time... When I finally figured out what I was supposed to be doing, it worked great. It was so awesome.
Does wiping affect anything?
Not really.
Okay.
Ego.
Ego? Pride? Yeah.
It's like you had three guys and you shit the bed, dude.
Yeah.
You stink.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
But it was actually really cool. And I got this awesome gun. I have to do this mission again to get a different roll.
All the loot's random?
Yeah, it's a random loot roll, so... I have to redo it.
That's one of the things I don't like about that game.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you do all this stuff. Like, I got the gun I don't want.
Yeah, I got the gun, but it's the gun.
What if you get the same gun you don't want?
It's the version that I don't like. Yeah.
So. I think there should be like a trading system. Like, okay, you can swap out this gun for the other gun that you want.
No, you just do the mission again.
That's...
You farm for it. You farm.
That's why I don't like that game.
See? But yeah, no,
this is coming from the same guy that got the Platinum and Demon's Souls on the PlayStation 3 that spent, like, probably 12 hours killing the same guy.
I mean, I think it took us about 20 minutes to go through that mission.
It's not bad.
Yeah. No, I spent another 30, 40 minutes doing it alone. So, yeah. And then by the end, I was completely lost. I had no idea where they went. So my character just kind of became dopey. But once I found the big bad guy, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll super him. It was pretty funny. I don't know what was going on the other side. I
just know this guy is.
Exactly. Where's this guy at?
God damn it, what's going on here?
Why the hell is he doing that?
Dude's over there jerking off a corner. We're trying to fight this motherfucker.
But yeah, no, I got that, and then I also picked up a new hand cannon that I actually love. Oh my god, it's armor piercing, so two shot.
Nice.
Two shot kill.
Nice.
For the most part. But, it feels so much nicer to be like a decent level. And, I really do think you would enjoy that gun, the Dead Man's. And the storyline was actually really fun for it. You know, you're supposed to go looking for this guy. You come to find out that he's dead. And sorry, it's a spoiler, but guess what? If you haven't played it by now,
you either have probably already played this at this point, or you're not going to play it like myself.
Right. And it's probably also, you know, I think you've got like 20 days before they remove that mission. So load up. Eyes up, Guardian. But I went through that. I did a lot of that. I almost played a little bit of Persona again. I was going to start playing Strikers again, but Destiny took me into that whole life. I was Destiny life, baby.
You know what I want you to do? Know the areas that we cleared in Dark Souls?
Yeah.
I want you to kind of explore those a little bit, because I know there's some stuff that we did miss.
Okay.
In the first couple of, like, the areas.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I can't really help you. I can, but I can't.
Yeah.
Can, but I can't.
Can, but you can't?
I can, but I can't.
Or is it you can't or you don't want to?
No, I actively cannot help you unless you summon me as a red phantom and you have to use a tree of a seed giant. I think that's how this works. Because it's...
Oh, you're talking about that, like, goofy swamps and stuff that I...
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the crazy old lady? Dude that I...
This is, like big beginning area one. Like as soon as out of the get-go. Because we did skip the dragon. Because we got invaded.
The dragon. Oh, yeah, we did skip that dragon.
You can go back in there and you can snipe him, kind of. You gotta be careful because he will shoot you with fire. It hurts. But, like I said, I would go back there because there's some things that you can get. Like, you can either use or you can sell.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be beneficial either way.
Yep.
But I can't help you unless you have a tree of a sea giant, which you can only get by getting invaded and getting killed.
Oh, I can do that. That's easy. I can totally get invaded and killed.
Yeah, no, I can just invade you and just kill you.
Right?
So, you know, on your plan, I'll just come in and just beat the shit out of you. But, the tree of the sea giant will, allow the enemies, like the mobs, to recognize the invaders or other phantoms as enemies. So, I invade you. And enemies don't normally respond to the invaders.
Gotcha.
But if you use the tree of the sea giant, you're like they'll react. They'll start attacking you. You'll know where they're at.
Oh, okay. So
it's a useful tactic.
Yeah.
If you're by yourself or you're just bored, or you could trade it for an item.
I mean, it's probably good. There's other areas that I'm going to end up not able to summon you at. Correct.
Not that many. I think there's might be like one other one. I think there's only two areas in the beginning that you cannot. And for the most part, I think we passed most of those.
I gotcha.
I think there's one path that I don't think we took that you can't summon me in. But you can't evade there either.
Yeah.
Those areas kind of interlap. Like, you can't evade there, but you can't like summon either. So that's like a U level.
Right.
It's not that hard. It's just you got to get from one area to the next.
Right. Okay. All right. If I ever break off from Destiny, I'll have to...
We can do one of those tonight.
Yeah, we might have to. You're feeling it.
I remember... I think we did beat the Crystal Mage.
The lady?
Yes.
Yeah, we beat that one.
The Crystal Meth Dealer.
Yeah.
We beat her.
Yeah, because we just tag-teamed, and we're like, all right, left side, right side.
Did we?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, we didn't intentionally do that, but that's what we did.
Oh, God damn it. I lost this one.
You lost it?
I lost.
Yes!
I broke.
Yes! We got it at almost 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
Not bad. One day, someone will piece together all of these and be like, yes, that's their names. Or
they could do that in literally episode one.
Or they could have going to rewind 30 seconds.
It's not that hard to figure out what our actual names are. Right? It's just more a goof, a gaff for us.
I think at this point, yeah.
Because like I said, we were gonna start off like having like, you've heard my whole spiel.
Right.
But but yeah. Kill the crystal lady. And yeah, that next area, that's all you. You have to get to the next bonfire. That's something that you can do. It's not that hard.
I think that's where I was at last time with the other dude that was OP. The overpowered guy. The last one we did.
No. What are you talking about?
Never mind, you're right. I got past that in the other save file.
Oh, yeah, Vort.
Yeah.
It's like I only brought my overpowered in because, like, you've already killed that guy. Like, on your own.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't. I killed him for you.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, the three guy.
The Watch Dogs of Farron. No, what is it?
Because I brought you in for the guy that has the three phase. Or two phase, and it's three people.
I think I've beaten most of your bosses for you.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. The guy that's beaten every Dark Souls game
and Bloodborne. In the words of our late president,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think anybody that's listening knows what you're talking about. It's full circle. It's just a layer of confusion that Andrew looked on itself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Mobius strip of confusion.
Whoa. But, yeah. So, what other games do you also enjoy playing besides the Dark Souls and...
Well, does Eternal Ring count? It's made by From Software.
I mean, so you just all of From Software.
Then. I like the majority of what they make.
Mm-hmm.
I do like my first person shooters. Like I said, I think we talk about Call of Duty. I do like the Battlefield, but I like Call of Duty a little bit more because I'm not a good sniper, so I like to see like my bullet goes there. You know what I mean? And
we were talking about
the bullet drop. Problem. Yeah.
But, I mean, I know that there's another game that you really enjoy and you talk about. But the music, too, it's actually really good.
Bloodborne?
No.
Bloodborne has really good music. That's one of my favorite soundtracks. Ludwig the Holy Blade. Look that up. It's a fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah, you really like games with, like, good music, which I'm always kind of...
Well, it's all made by the same company. They got really good tastes. Yeah. Oh, Tales from the Borderland?
Yeah.
I do like that one. That's what I was thinking of. I like that one. It's not a game that I think I would like when I first started playing this, because there's not much actual gameplay. It's more of like a choose-your-own kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not actual gameplay. And you know me, I'm not a big story man. I try to skip like all the cutscenes because I'm more of a mechanical gamer. Get me out of this stuff, I want to kill stuff. I want to shoot people, I want to cut people open, you know? Like, this is... It got me. Like... It got, like, very deep for me. Like, I didn't think it would. And it actually, like, touched me, you know? From, like, an emotional sense.
Do we need to get the doll out for you?
You want to talk? Don't mess with me. And I know all your buttons.
I played the third Borderlands, I think. It was actually really good. I didn't finish it.
I've played the first two.
Second one. I don't know.
The prequel, which was like the before, obviously. It was like 1.5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you could see like the downfall of Handsome Jack, which is kind of interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like he's that game like made me rethink about the whole character. It's like he's presented as a complete douchebag, but if you go back and actually look at his story, he's like a just tragic hero, like Not even a hero, but he had good intentions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, as I explained in the last podcast,
maybe.
I remember talking about this.
It depends on which hour releases episodes.
Yeah, it all depends on which one we're releasing or not.
I remember the last podcast, you started talking about stuff from the next podcast. It's like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right. So don't expect this to be in order, but it might be. It might be. We don't know. Either way, I know that I did talk about Persona.
Yes.
And tried to talk you into playing it. I enjoy I enjoy a good storyline. I enjoy kind of weird RPGs. I talked about my mistake with Fallout 76 and convincing another individual to buy it.
Yeah, we've touched base on both of our experiences about that.
So listen to the other podcast to hear that whole story about that. Real fun times. It'll,
you know. Nobody's having fun in either one of those situations. Like, that dude's probably just pissed. You're on his hit list. Don't lie.
Yeah, we may sponsor us so I can, you know, pay restitution. Restitutions? Restitutions. Not putions. Pew, pew.
Hire a bodyguard. You're probably better off.
I don't know.
Because then you actually know who it's going to, and they'll know who you are. Get a bodyguard. You're better off.
But yeah, no, I do like RPGs a little bit more. I like looter shooters. They're kind of fun. I'm really all about Destiny right now. I did pick up Zomboid, recently. That was pretty weird.
The looter shooters remind me, like Borderlands is one of my favorite, like, franchises, because it's like, you could get a gun in, like, every encounter, and some guns would have slightly better stats, but they would, like, lack in another area.
Right, and it all depends on how you want to use it.
Yeah.
Like, I found that, like, in Destiny, I am a assault rifle, hand cannon person. Or bow. Bows are awesome, I'm telling you. Like, hand cannons I really like, just because I got that new one.
Before they patch it.
No, that's its special ability, is it's...
Unpatchable.
It shoots...
You can't patch it.
It shoots through armor. Like, forget armor. Which, in the new season that they're doing, everything is armored. And it throws up a shield, so it's like, why? Just let me shoot it. I want to pew.
That's your counterbalance. You can't have it.
Right. But now I got this gun, and I just, you know, I got six shots to go through it. I used to have a, you know, assault rifle that would just, like, saw it down, but now it's less shots. I don't play PvP, though.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. I like PvE a lot better. I like a good storyline, like I've said several times.
I can't get behind Destiny PvP. I don't like it that much. It's too weird for me. With people, like, floating around and doing weird shit.
That is the hardest part, is, like, it's... You have to know what you're doing. There's a lot of variables.
It's like, yeah, I don't. Like, Call of Duty, I can get behind. Because it's like, okay, you got a shotgun, close range. Like, that makes so much more sense than the guy jumping up and shooting a giant plasma ball that nukes this whole small area.
Right? And then, whoopsie.
Like, okay, I'm dead. Like, okay, what the hell happened?
Well, I mean, the new Halo just came out. Like, I grew up with the Halos, okay? I love the Halos. They're really good. I even like the new one. It's pretty good.
I played Halo. I like it.
I enjoy the grappling hook now, which most old players don't. I think everyone needs a grappling hook.
Have you seen the memes? Like, okay, what do we do with our game? Add a grappling hook.
That's exactly
every fucking game.
Just grappling hook.
Add a grappling hook.
Add a grappling hook. And, you know... Get Ryan Reynolds to do a voice.
I'm grappling hook. From what I played of Halo, I liked it.
Yeah,
I don't understand all the weapons, because a lot of the weapons aren't really easy to identify. Like, okay, this is going to be like an assault rifle, or it's a scout rifle. It's a single shot.
This is the SMG.
Like, I know one gun. It's like the Needler. Like, I know that gun does, because I played like the Halo 2.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that gun.
They did mess with all the guns in the new one, Halo Infinite. So, if you're listening from the future, we're talking about Halo Infinite.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I like my shooters. Like Overwatch and... Oh. Have you ever played Overwatch?
Yeah, I've played Overwatch. I actually am wearing the shirt, you weirdo.
This is for the audience perspective. They don't know if you played Overwatch. They can't see what you're wearing. Can you? Are you outside?
Yeah. No, I like to think I am an anime?
You're an anime?
No, I'm an anime. The health sniper lady. She's awesome, man.
there's only two sports that I like, is Mercy and Moira.
Okay, Mercy, I get it. She's awesome, but she's so squishy. She's so squishy.
If I play combat medic, like, I'd be up in there, like, I'd be shooting people, taking them down.
Like, I'm always, when I play Mercy, I'm like, I'm behind the tank, and I'm like, here, fucking kill it,
You're playing, like, TF2, man. They're like, yeah, help me, I'll get you, no moon. Like, right. Man, I'm on front lines, like, come on, try get some.
I ain't doing that, I got a pistol.
That's all you need.
No.
Hell yeah. I like Moira, too, because, you know, she's got those weird orbs that just float around, just either take damage or heal you up. Which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get to play a whole lot of Moria. I don't know. I can't say it. But I was a big fan of, what's his name? With the dual shotguns.
Reaper.
Yeah, Reaper was sweet. Sweet. I played some of the original, like, before they started adding a lot of people to it. Like the female McCree and... I'm trying to think.
The gerbil. Oh, Ash?
Yeah, Ash, the gerbil.
What the hell is that guy's name? I don't remember his name.
Yeah. The centaur robot.
Orisa.
Yeah. Like, I think I stopped when they added the centaur robot. But, I mean, it's good. I like it.
Does what, for me, like, what Call of Duty can't do. Like, it's objective-based, first of all.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of different classes. I always play random because I like getting a feel for other classes that I'm not good at. Like, I can kind of get a strength in those ones. Mm-hmm. But I do like McCree, which is, he's not called that anymore.
I don't know what he's called.
I don't remember what he's called either. I don't really care.
Is it McDonald's or
Arby's?
McArby's.
McArby's. No. Yeah. But I always liked him as a character. I'm not good with him, but he's one of my favorite characters to play as because he's a cowboy. But if I had to pick a character, it would probably be D.Va.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. See, I wanted to be good with D.Va, but
dude. Like, every time I get her on, like, random, it's like, yeah, and I'd probably, well, like, she gets, like, two chances.
Yeah.
Which is what I like.
She gets that, well, she gets, like, a normal chance and then that nuclear option.
No, she's, like, not even glass cannon. She's just glass at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh, but I like D.Va because, like, she's like a tank, but not really. Like, she's like that, like the middling point of tank and like just regular, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, I really do like Overwatch because it's not based on really the characters. It's based on how you play. You know, each character, how you play with that character is how good you really are,
and how well you can synergize with your team. Like, you got to pick up where they're slacking off. Like,
there's no, like, buy-ins. Like, oh, well, I bought a golden deagle, and
this is not pay to win.
I
can wipe,
you know. I did X amount of missions and got a special, you know, random role, like in Destiny or something. You know, this is all, like...
Skill-based.
It's skill-based. It's all level.
There's no pay to win. There's no random loot boxes or... Well, there are loot boxes, but it's all cosmetic.
Right.
It's nothing affects any abilities or anything.
Which I think is absolutely awesome. And I mean, I really do like that, but...
I'm a big fan of loot boxes, but yeah.
I'm not very good.
Well, I'm not good either. I'm actually kind of shit at the game. I love playing as May.
May?
I love May.
Aw. Frozen. I love...
I'm a sociopath, man. Like, I just, like... Start of the... push the cart. I'm blocking off the... Like, the... I don't do it, like, for, like, a long period of time. It's, like, I just throw up my ice wall right when the match starts, and I just, like, immediately take it down, like, half a second later, just, like, I can do this.
I do this.
Like, I can do this. Like, don't mess with me.
Yeah, no. I normally play Mercy just because I really like Mercy. Mercy works well. Roadhog's awesome.
I like Roadhog.
I love the hook with the
shotgun. The grapple hook shotgun combo.
Oh, yeah.
Grapple hook shotgun melee combo. It's like almost instant kill.
Oh, yeah. I remember when it was just the grappling hook shotgun.
Yeah.
Where you could pull them in. And
yeah, because that's so OP. Like, you can't do that. Like,
yeah.
That's a one-hit kill.
And then people were doing that to me while I was Reaper, so I would just double shotgun back.
I remember
that was so awesome.
I remember when Reaper could, like... heal off of dead bodies or whatever
it was. Oh, that was the original, yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
It was really hard to, like, I wanted to play Reaper a lot, but I, you know, everyone else picks, so it was one of those, all right, that's why I'll find something else.
That's why I like random. Like, you can have, like, the whole same team.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I love Anna, because nobody picks her. She's a sniper from the back.
She's one of my least favorite pick characters. I like her support, kind of, but, like, she doesn't do any damage. Like, I like my damage output.
Yeah, but I mean, I can shoot whatever I want. I can shoot. I'm not playing for a team if I'm Ann. I'm just shooting whoever. And guess what? If you're on my team, you're getting healed. It's okay, buddy.
I don't like the snipers in the game. Like, I don't like Widowmaker either.
Oh, no.
I can't play her. I'm not good.
I'm not. See, I'm not good at video games. I'm not good with her, but I'm good with Ann. And, like, the sleep grenades and, like, all that fun. Like,
sleep grenades is a sleep shot with her pistol.
But she also has the...
the healing grenade.
I thought she also had the grenade that's, like, a sleep one if you throw it down at an enemy.
No, it prevents them from healing.
Oh. Hmm. See, this is how long it's been since I played. They've already changed stuff on
there. I don't think they changed that, I think.
I'll claim whatever I want.
Passionate, motherfucker.
The passion. But, I mean, it reminds me a lot of, like, Team Fortress, which was absolutely awesome
back then. Who's your favorite class in that?
My favorite class in that, I love the Engineer.
That's my favorite class to kind of like, fuck around with.
Right. That was kind of it. Was like,
but my favorite class to actually play and, like, actively play as is Pyro. Like,
yeah, Pyro was awesome. I love the Demolitionist.
WM1. The Demo Man.
The Demo Man.
Demolitionist.
The grenade launcher.
How do you... Do you even TF2? Or you don't even know what they're called?
I'm sorry, I don't have any hats for you.
I have a lot. I have enough hats.
Yeah. Well, I had it for Xbox, so we didn't
you get got, yeah.
We didn't get hats. About we were...
The Orange Edition?
Orange Box was amazing.
It was. Right. It's got a good...
Imagine that coming out today. That's...
Nobody would play it because those are old games.
Well, all three of those are classic games that came out.
Yeah.
And they were, I think it was like $30 when it came out.
Yeah, it's around there, like $30, $40.
Right. It had Portal 2.
No, Portal 1.
Okay, Portal 1. You're right. Team Fortress Classic and the second chapter to Half-Life 2.
I don't remember that part, but I knew it had like a third option.
Yeah.
Being like a PlayStation player, like, I don't know what this one is. I know TF2 and I know the Portal. I want both those.
Right. Which was actually really funny because Portal was just made off the engine. That was like a Gary mod that they, you know, paid the guys and went, here, keep doing it. You're doing great. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I don't know of any company right now that would offer three solid games that well and just send it. You know, I mean, most of the time when we get a game now, it's $60 and it's still broken.
Cyberpunk, talk about you.
Battlefield 2042.
I haven't heard enough about that, but I've seen I've seen the things.
You've seen some things.
I don't even need to read them. Like, yeah, it's a guffed game.
Yeah, there's a lot more guffed games, and it's getting me a little. As an older individual, I'm kind of like, this is garbage. Like, why are we even playing for this? Like, I don't like pre-ordering games anymore at all. Unless it's a Nintendo. For some reason, Nintendo is like, we've got this
Nintendo, in lockdown. And Nintendo is one of the few companies that I say, like, yeah, pre-order that stuff.
Yeah.
Another one would be, like, From Software. From Software has a really great track record.
Well, I did.
From
that's the what most I thought recent... about, what is it, Cyberpunk's Red...
They've had some shaky stuff, even from the Witcher 1.
But the Witcher, they knocked it out of the park.
They had to fix a lot of this stuff, didn't they? Didn't they?
I didn't think so. I thought it came out like that.
I think Witcher 3, they had to fix a lot of stuff on. Hmm. So that's...
Hmm.
That's where I kind of like, okay, yeah, I don't feel comfortable getting this. Like, the Cyberpunk. Like, you had this last shaky, like, start with this one.
See, like, the whole Cyberpunk thing really got into me because I was like, oh, it's going to be so good because that's what I wanted. I wanted a cyber...
We were talking...
I wanted a Cyberpunk Grand Theft Auto. That's what I wanted. And I almost got it. but I didn't.
You don't know the backstory about this. We've been talking about this for months.
It's now years. Well, because it's been two.
I think we, like, did it start with Demon's Souls? I think it started with Demon's Souls, and I think I just, like, added Elden Ring into the pot, like, on its own.
Maybe.
And it's like, fucking Demon's Souls looks fucking tits, and it looks like it plays very well.
Yeah.
Which I will have to play.
I've seen
as soon
some
as I get it set up.
I've seen some gameplay of it, so I'm kind of, I'm ready for it.
Ready for what, Demon's Souls?
I'm not playing it. I'm ready to hear your stories about it.
Oh, they're going to be like, I died here. This is fun. This is awesome.
We need to do a version of, like, how many times you die is how many shots you take.
Well, I know. I don't know if they kept the glitch in where you can, like, duplicate items.
Mm-hmm.
In the remaster, like the remake or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they do, because healing items you got to find. You don't get your Estus like you do in Dark Souls 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go find, like, you got to kill an enemy, they got to drop the healing grass. It's like Bloodborne's kind of the similar way. Bloodborne doesn't have, like, refillable consumables. Yes.
Huh. Hmm. I don't know. I haven't played any of them. That was kind of weird. And, like,
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know, because I'm not that gamer. I don't do that. I don't do that.
I play the same mission 20 times to get this one gun.
Yeah, because then I know exactly where the enemy is going to jump out. And then I pew-pew him. I go pew-pew. And then if I got my awesome, you know, Western rifle, I can just pew-pew. And it works 10 times better. I really do. This rifle, I enjoy. It's basically a handgun as a rifle. But, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Back to other things that were actually. Let me see here.
Want to hear how we met? It's a funny story.
That sounds like a decent one.
Yes. I think they'll get a kick out of this.
They need this one?
Yeah, it's because it's funny.
Should we just give our names for this one just so it's easier now?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, we've already kind of broken it once.
It was just me. It was completely me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a long-running shit that we're probably going to have, like, who breaks first?
Exactly. So, you know what? If you're doing a drinking game, I think that should be, like, a double shot. Or, you know, a full shot. You know? When one of us breaks telling the other name, I recommend that. You know,
it doesn't happen that often in an episode. It's the worst. Like the worst.
But that's like the golden coin. That's.
Should we just have like one random episode where just like
we don't
Jeremiah
do
John or no, we just like go fucking full hog and
full
just,
hog.
You're just like blasted.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Just make some poor soul.
But
yeah. So all right, how we met and how this kind of podcast started. Working about itself. So, I worked a job that I got out probably early in the day. It was probably about 2 o'clock, and there was a local bar that I used to go to all the time. I was wouldn't say I was well known, but I was known enough that I could get a drink quickly and easily, and I enjoyed it because there was nobody there. I didn't have to hear anyone. I didn't have to listen to any BS. There was no one screaming, yelling. Some of the previous jobs that I've had, I'd worked in kitchens that were connected to bars, and it's a nightmare, and you just end up hating people. And I decided that I still hated people and decided to go with other jobs that made me even more bitter and less enjoyable of people. But anyway, so that's not about that. This is about
we're going some deep places here.
Right. This is about how me and Jeremiah, I broke it. It took 44 minutes.
Yeah, you doubled my score.
Right?
But you still broke.
Anyway, so this is how myself, John, and I met Jeremiah.
Okay.
He was a common at the bar also, but we never really talked. He always looked really angry. Like
I look like that time. Yeah, that's just my standard resting face. I just, well, at the time I'm kind of mad just for no reason.
And yeah Yeah, understandable. But, I mean, it was one of those, I normally was there about 2 hours before you, so I was a little tipsy. And I was like, I'll
catch up pretty quick.
I'll leave him alone. But, ended up, I'm sitting there one day with my group of friends BSing, talking. Now, next to me are some people on the left and right. And as I'm drinking, all of a sudden I get this drink put in front of me. I'm like, what's this all about? And the bartender goes, oh, yeah, no, that's from guy at the end, to which is?
Myself, Jeremiah. Yeah.
And this is my perspective of it. I'm going to switch it over to him so he can explain what exactly happened.
Okay, so I'm at the bar, and I see when my compatriots down there, and it's like, okay, well, can you get him a beer? And I gesture down toward my friend, which is sitting on the opposite, like, other side of John here.
Yes.
And yeah. And it's like I gave him a beer, and I look over, and she gave John a beer. I'm like, that's not really who I meant, but I'll pay for it. John's to beer too, but like I want my friend that will not be named, but to have a beer.
Right. Now, granted, we're also probably the younger group at this bar.
We're the bottom three of the age group.
Yeah. I mean, granted, probably by, I'd say, 20 years.
Yeah, that's probably okay. A fair estimate.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was one of those, like, it was hard to miss us. But yeah. It was more funny because I was like, oh, I got a free beer. And in my mind, I went, well, I got to reciprocate here. And I sent another beer back to him. And the bartender's kind of looking at me and laughing. And I didn't understand at the time why. But it was because he didn't intend to actually.
I didn't hear that part. I honestly didn't hear that part. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, age, time.
So things. I think you bought me the beer. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Right. And we may have spent a couple days just buying each other beers, like, trying to get even.
Spite beers, you know. Just,
right. To which
I'll get you, you asshole.
I believe I saw you with a. It might have been an Overwatch shirt, or
it's probably something gamer related because I usually wear like.
Yeah, it was gamer related of some sort. I remember it was gamer related, but I don't know. I know it wasn't Dark Souls because I wasn't into Dark Souls at that time. But you probably wore.
You're still
that.
Not probably to this day, huh?
No, no, I'm not. But anyway, I saw that, and so I got another beer a couple days later, and actually came up to him and was like, oh yeah, hey, you know. Thanks for that beer. I really appreciated it. You know, I figured since we're already buying beers for one another, we should probably exchange names and, you know a little bit about one another. Because heaven forbid, you know, you're a killer.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing about you. Like, I thought I was being targeted.
Not the next Jeffrey Dahmer.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm
my friend
Jeremiah. But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's actually how we really did meet. And, yeah. I can't say I regret that at all. Yeah. Since then, we've just kept talking, and we end up talking about video games and all of our just entertainment and things that are going on.
And even the dumbest things that happen.
Right, right. It turned out that both of us had been going to the same convention.
For multiple years. For multiple years.
Multiple years. Never saw one another. Never. Now, granted...
We were probably both heavily drunk.
And that's... It's Colossal Con, so there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, I'd expect that. It's not something out of the realm of reality.
Yeah.
But, yeah. After spending years of bullshitting and talking about video games, we just decided, you know what? 2020 hits, we're in lockdown. You know, everything's off and we're stuck. And we're talking and we're still talking about video games and things that are going on. And we're like, well, why don't we just play video games and drink? Because that's really what we want to do. We don't necessarily want to go to this bar and drink because You know,
the bar is a little overpriced, and there's not much else there to do, so we just get our own drinks and drink cheaper and have a better time.
Right. And then that turned into, well, we should probably just record what we're saying and put it on the internet.
Yeah, let everyone else listen to our nonsense.
Right, so now you're listening to our nonsense.
Congratulations. So
this is full loop, kind of, you know, looper or inception-wise, right?
It's probably looper, because looper is a continuity thing.
I guess.
Inception is dream-based?
But Inception, it keeps going. It keeps happening. And we want these
people
to keep
you're going. A dream within a dream. And
I mean, they're going to keep listening.
Gotta keep dreaming, people.
Keep dreaming.
One day we'll get better, I promise you. Probably. Right. Probably not.
Yeah, we're probably not, but it'll happen, maybe. Kind of.
We'll probably fall into a better flow, maybe.
You can help us.
Yeah.
Or don't. Just
send,
let us...
Send us those questions, comments, or concerns, you know.
Right.
Help.
But yeah, no, that's how the non-player character podcast came about. And how we ended up meeting one another.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a pretty decent spot to call it for this episode. I wanted to thank you for listening. I am Squire Sven.
I am Warlord Artarian.
Any questions, comments, concerns, please send it to us, and we thank you for listening.
Farewell. Goodbye.
Safe travels.
If you're traveling.
Sure.